Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph of Masech Safad Zar. We're holding on the end of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a city that has villages all around it, and the festival day of the city is different than the festival day of the villages. So what's the din of doing business in those villages, in the suburbs, so to speak, when it's a day of the festival in the city? So Yershi Let's say a city has a festival for an Avodah Zarah. Chutzala, the villages around it, the suburbs of it, are mutter. You're allowed to do business with them. Haya chutzala Avodah Zarah. If the villages, the suburbs, have a special Avodah Zarah day, tocha mutter. You're allowed to do business in the city. Mahu leilich l'sham. So the Mishnah explains, if a Jew needs to speak with someone from that city on the day of their festival, is he allowed to go there? Is he allowed to go to that city? He's not going to be engaged in any business deals. Or do we say, no, you're not even allowed to go there on the day, because it looks like you're going to be over the Avodah Zarah. So bizman shaderech miuchedes l'osam makom, if the path that you're taking is specifically designated to going to that city, than usher, then we're afraid of chashad. People are going to assume that you're coming to participate in the Avodah Zarah. But if the road that goes toward that city also goes through the city to other places, so then mutter, then you're allowed to go, because no one's going to think, or it's people won't necessarily think that you're going to be over the Avodah Zarah. So hechida michutzala, what does it mean, cities that are, or villages that are outside of it? Are you allowed to do business with those who are far from the city, or even if they're very close to the city? If you want to know how close, it's like Atloza Shal Aza, which is very, very close to the main city, and still you're allowed to do business with the suburbs, with the villages, because people who live outside of the city typically don't participate in the festivals that are going on inside of the city. V'kadamri, but some say, boy, minei Rabbi Shimon Lakshmi Rabbi Chanina, atluza shalaza mahu, that it was a shayla. What's the halacha by atluza shalaza? Amrlei, lo halachta litzor miyamecha, risa yisrael vavit kochavim, shafsu shtei kederus agabe kira achas, v'lo chashalam chachamim. Haven't you ever seen that two people, a Jew and a non-Jew, each of them puts meat into his pot, and they're cooking right next to each other, and the chum never asked that it might come to some sort of problem because the pots are so close to each other? So from there you should learn that at Luza Shalaza, even though it's very close to Aza, you're allowed to do business there on the festival day of Aza itself. So Gemara explains what exactly that answer means. My lo chashalam chacham. What exactly is the concern that could have happened by putting two pots next to each other that we're saying, oh look, we're not worried about that particular concern? What halacha would we have been worried about? So Amar Abaye explains what Rabbi Chanina means is Mishum Basar Nevela, that the Chum could have been Choshesh, that the guy has Nevela meat in his pot, and you might have been concerned that when the Jew turns his face for a moment, the guy is going to throw some nevela meat into the Jewish person's pot. So we're not concerned about the guy being machshil the Yisrael in eating nevela, which obviously would be an issur d'oraisa. Well, the kavasa hachanami, what would be the parallel when it comes to atluza shel Aza, which is very close to Aza, that you're allowed to sell meat, you're allowed to sell them, rather, an animal on the festival day of Aza, and to get money for that, and the Chum are not worried that maybe he's going to pay you with money for Avodah Zarah, and then you're going to be nichshal in an Isser Hana'a from money for Avodah Zarah, which is an Isser D'oraisa. Meaning, the concern that we would have had with the pots has to match the concern that we would have had with the suburb and the city. So if the concern that we would have had with the pots is an issur d'oraisa of nevela, then the concern with the city also must be an issur d'oraisa. But that is one approach. Second approach, Rava Amar, Mailo Chashalem Chachamim. No, you know what it means? You know what the concern would have been with the pots? Mishum bishulei of the kochavim. It would have been a bishul akum concern, that we don't have to be concerned that maybe the Jew is going to ask the guy to cook for him, and it will be a violation of bishul akum midirabanan. So what's the parallel by the suburb of Aza? The kavasaha chanami, so over here as well, by Atluza shel Aza, which is very close to Aza, we allow doing business with them on their festival, v'lo chashlam chacham mishum yom edam, and the chacham are not concerned that maybe in the person in the Atluza shel Aza in the suburb is going to follow the Bnei Aza, and it's going to be his festival day as well, and the Jew is going to violate the Yisur Terabbanan of doing business with them b'yom Edom. So that's what it means. So Rabba Bar Ula Amar, a third possibility. Lo chashulam cham mishum tzinora. The cham were not concerned. When we say the cham are not concerned, when you have the guy and the Jew cooking next to each other, they're not concerned about some sauce, some juice from the nevela pot, from the kedera of the Ovid Chavim, going into the pot of the Jew, which is a much lesser issur, because it's not very common that something is going to squirt out of the non-Jew's pot, and even if it does, it's probably going to be batel barov. So not only is it not an issur daraisa, it's not even really an issur drabanan, it's like a chashash rachok, the kavasaha chanami. So the parallel when it comes to atluza shel Aza, and Aza is also something that's a very, very minor concern, that lo chashulem chacham mishum lifnei idehen, not the concern that you might be doing business with them on the Yom Ayid, but that maybe the people in Atluza shel Aza observe the same festival as Aza, and you come to do business with them in the 3 days in advance of their festival. So main point number one, the Gemara had said that you're allowed to, that you don't have to worry about the festival of the city on a day of the, you don't have to worry about the festival of a city when you're dealing with the suburbs of the city, and we compare it to a Jew and a non-Jew cooking in pots next to each other. But three opinions, what the issue is. Opinion number one, it's an issue midoraisa of nevela in the pot. Opinion number two, an issue midrabanan of bishalakum in the pot. And opinion number three is that it's a chashash rachok, that something might squirt from one pot to the other. And the parallels in Hilchas Avodah Zarah is opinion number one, that we're dealing with a daraisa, is that you're going to have, that he's going to give you money, shel Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be nana from it. Opinion number two, that it's a drabana, you may come to do business with them, be yom edam. Opinion number three of a chashash rachok would be that it's that you're going to do business with them in 3 days in advance of the Yom Ayid. Now, the Mishnah had said that when it comes to a city that's having a festival, mahu leilich l'sham. The Mishnah said, what's the halach about going there? And we said that if it's a derech miuchedes, that there's a road that only goes in that direction, so it's going to be asur. So the Gemara brings a braisa that has lots of dinim that relate to chashad. So the first one is similar to our Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, Yer sheyesh b'avodas chavim. If you have a city that has an avodah zara, asur likanes l'tocha. You're not allowed to enter that city because we're afraid people are going to be choshed that you're going to do the avodah zara. V'lo mitocha li'aracheres. You're not allowed to go, even to go from that city to another city, Divra Meir. The Chamram calls Mansha Derech Miuchedes also Makom Aser. Ain't a Derech Miuchedes also Makom Mutter. The Cham say, like it says in our Mishnah, that if the path, the road that goes to that city is Miuchet for that city specifically, then you're not allowed to go. But if it's not Miuchet specifically for that city, then you are allowed to go. Another halacha of Chashad. Yashav lo kotz b'fnei avodah zarah. If a person has a splinter in his foot and he's right in front of an avodah zarah, lo yishchav yitlana. Don't bend down and remove it right in front of the avodah zarah. Mnei shenira kimishtach v'avodah zarah, because it looks like you're bowing to the avodah zarah. V'im einu nira mutter. But if it doesn't look like you're being mishtachve, then you're allowed to take it out. Third halacha, nisposru lo ma'usav. Let's say your money drops and gets scattered all around, b'fnei avodah zarah, in front of an avodah zarah. Lo yishchav yitlaim, don't bend down to pick them up, m'nei shenir, k'mishtachav al avodah zarah, because that will look like you're bowing to the avodah zarah. V'im einu nira, but if you could do it in a way where it's not going to look like you're bowing, then mutter. Fourth halacha, Mayan Hamoshech Lefnei Avod Zechavim. Let's say there's a spring of water that goes right in front of the Avod Zara. Lo Yishchev Yishta, don't bend down to drink from it. Mipnei Shenir Kemishtachav Avod Zechavim, because it will look like you are bowing to the Avod Zara. V'imeinu Nira Mutter, but if you could do it in a way where it's not going to look like you're bowing to the Avod Zara, then it's Mutter. Fifth halacha. Parts of us are mekalchen mayim bekrachim. You have statues that are fountains, and the water comes out of the mouth of the statue. Lo yaniach piv al piem v'yishte. Don't put your mouth on the mouth of the statue to drink. Mipnei shenir k'minashek l'avod zechavim, because that will make it look like you're kissing the avod zara. Kayotzebo, and similarly, lo yaniach piv al silon. A person should not put his mouth directly on a pipe that's attached to the ground, v'yishta, and drink from it, mipnei asakana. But that's not because of an avod zara issue. That's because it could be very dangerous. You might swallow some sort of worm or some sort of creature that could be very dangerous to swallow. So the Gemara is going to explain, what does eino nira mean? We keep saying in each of these cases that you're not allowed to do these things because it looks like avod zara, but if eino nira, then you're allowed to do it. What does that mean, eino nira? My eino nira, ile midlam eschazi, if it means that there's no one there to see you bowing, you know, bending in front of the avod zara, so that can't be what it means. That wouldn't be a heter. There's no way that as long as no one's looking, you're allowed to do it. Can't be. Because generally speaking, whenever the Chacham asks something because of Maris Ha'ayin, you're not allowed to do it even in private. You're not allowed to do it even if nobody's looking. If you could do it in such a way that it doesn't look like you're bowing toward the Avod Zara, maybe you bend down with your back toward the Avod Zara, so then, Mutter, then it's going to be Mutter. So says Gemara Tzricha, why do I need all five cases in the Braisa? Meaning they're all about not bending down for other purposes in front of the Avodah Zarah, lest it look like you're bowing to the Avodah Zarah. So why does it need to tell me that five times? If it only would have told me the case of the splinter, I would have said, yeah, dafka, by the case of a splinter, because you could walk somewhere else and take out the splinter. But when it comes to the money, there's nowhere else you can go. The money is there in front of the Avodah Zarah. It's not on your person. It's in front of the Avodah Zarah. Say, I would think that we're not so machmir. And if it only would have told me the case of the money, de mamona, because that's only a loss of money. But a splinter which is causing you physical pain, I would think you don't need to withstand physical pain, and you can bend down right there. Vita nahani tarti, and if it only would have told me the case of the splinter and the money, mishum deleka sakana, because there's no sakana nefashos from the splinter or from the money. Aval mayon, but if you have a spring of water, dika sakana, tilo shasi mayis, where it could be dangerous. If you don't drink, you could die. Emalo, I would think that we should not be machmir at all. Tzricha, that's why I need all of these cases. Well, that doesn't really explain all of these cases. Partzufo slamli, why does it have to tell me the din that you're not allowed to drink from fountains that are statues that you know, from the mouth? Mishum de kabay lemisni keotibol yaniach pival gabisil v'yishtem ne'asakana, because it wanted to teach me the last halacha about what you're not allowed to do for sakana, that you're not allowed to drink from rusty pipes. My sakana, and what sakana is there when you drink from pipes in the ground? Aluka, it's sakana of some sort of leech that you might end up drinking. So let's do the main point over here. The Braisa tells us five things that one is not allowed to do because it looks like avodah zarah. Number one, walking on a path toward a city on the festival day. Number two, removing a splinter in front of avodah zarah. Number three, collecting your money from in front of avodah zarah. Number four, drinking from a spring of water in front of avodah zarah. And number five, drinking from a fountain by putting your mouth, drinking from a statue that's a fountain by putting your mouth on the mouth of the statue. And main point number three, it's also usur to drink from a pipe in the ground because of a sakana that a leech might get into your body and it might kill you. Okay, so we're going to stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, beginning with Tanur Rabbanan.